you're such an outlaw, but you got no job. You ain't nothing but a lost cause, and this ain't nothing like it once was. I know you think you're such an outlaw, but you got no job.
G-Factor Jr. is playing Saturday mornings.
I'll be riding shotgun underneath.
Hi, I'm G-Factor.
Hi, I'm Alba.
Hi, I'm Cora. Time flies
by. Our dad helped us play our favourite song.
I love Wake Up Radio.
Tune in or catch up online where anything can happen with the station's youngest ever DJs. Saturday mornings at 9.
Hello.
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 Say no, again. I'm that one.
Oh, yeah? You're that one. All right, Alba, what are we doing today? Talk loudly.
Our show's going to be about rats.
Our show's going to be about rats.
And why is our show going to be about rats?
Because we have rats at our house. And we caught one yesterday.
And we caught one yesterday. Yeah.
And it's not awfully bad. We're not infested. There's a field.
And it was supposed to be a big one, but it was a little one.
Yeah, so we think there's probably mummy rat or daddy rat still out there, don't we?
Yeah.
So we have to reset the trap.
Yep.
So we thought
we have to put milk here. What about we put jam? That's it, if we like jam.
Oh, okay. And what did we use to catch the rat?
A rat trap. A trap. We used a trap.
What did we put in the trap?
Gwen sticks and peanut butter and the Gwen sticks.
Yeah. Good. All right, so we've caught a rat. So we'll start with a random song for the kids' show because we're trying to find songs about rats.
Yeah.
From the Boomtown Rats. I don't like Mondays.
Gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good at school. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Tell me why. I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like. Down. The telex machine is kept so clean and it types to a waiting world. A mother feels so shocked, father's world is rocked, and their thoughts turn to their own little girl. Sweet 16 ain't that peachy keen. Now it ain't so neat to admit defeat. They can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need?
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot. Ooh. The whole day down.
She wants to play with the toys a while. And school's out early, and soon we'll be learning. And the lesson today is how to die. And then the bullhorn crackles, and the captain tackles with the problems of the house and wife. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to die? And the silicon chip inside her head gets switched to overload. Oh, and nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. And daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. Why reason do you need to be sure?
JJ.
Right, so.
JJ. JJ Elbo.
Okay, well, we do need to be clear about it. So, the rat that we've had to deal with
that's yours.
No, that's not working. I'll just use yours. The rat that we caught is an outside rat who are a bit more naughty.
Yeah.
But you can get nice rats.
How?
Okay, some people have them as pets. But you don't just get one from the wild, you get them from a pet shop. Oh. Cora, let's not play with the microphone. Right, so we are going to put a video on. Obviously, it's radio, it's not going to work very well. And we're going to see what that sounds like.
Yep.
Right, Albert, you said
this is a pick rat trick. Apple tricks is called
a pick rat trick.
A pick rat trick. He's called Shadow.
He can jump through things. And jump. Okay.
go. So some rat tricks.
Rat tricks.
So.
And now we might have a horse one.
Lots of things, can't they?
Yeah, Daddy, look at that one.
I can see that.
Horse or bunny? Right. Rats.
Now.
What about that one under the horse?
For the young bright lights, just down past the gas rush by the meat factory door, the Five Lamb Boys were coming on strong. The Saturday night city beat had already started, and the pulse of the corner boys just sprang into action. And young Billy watched it under the yellow street light and said, tonight, of all night, it's gonna be a blight night. Billy Thornlegged living here in this town.
Said,
traps have been sprung long before he was born.
He said,
hope bags of dust behind all the closed doors, and pus and grime ooze from its scat-busting sword.
Just screaming and crying in the high-rise block. It's a rat trap, Billy, but you're already caught.
Hey, you can make it if you wanna, or you need it bad enough.
You're young and good-looking, and you're acting kind of dumb anyway. It's Saturday night time to see what's going down.
Put on the bright suit. Head for the right side of town.
It's only 8 o'clock, but you're already bored. You don't know what it is, but there's gotta be more.
You better find a way out. Hey, kick down that door.
It's a rat trap,
and you've been caught.
Yeah. chap.
Great. Now we're going to do some more rat tricks. Tell people what you're doing because they're just listening to the radio.
We're going to do some more rat tricks now.
Okay. Sit.
We're going to do some more rat tricks.
Yeah. Right. So you need to click it, and we need to tell people what they're doing. Oh, you need to lick your fingers.
Summer's day in Shepherd's
like
an eagle in a thermal is a circle around like a tire on a bike rolling down Columbus Street.
And he got trapped in it.
But Katie got a little look of hope in her eyes and her arms unfold. And she looked to the skies and said, I'm gonna learn to fly around with you.
He's got his own little fridge.
She jumped up high and she fell on the ground and skinned her little knee and made a horrible sound. She got right up and she tried it again and smiled.
Nice. It's
take
a mom.
Time, do what you're gonna do and just smile, and you're gonna see it through. Your wings are gonna sprout and lift you off
you
the ground.
You buy them or you make them. They've made them out of lolly sticks.
Do what you're gonna do, just smile.
Fly ball. Oh yeah, you can do this with the doggies. And they run across and hit the ball.
Now he's getting a t-shirt.
Oh, they love tissues. Oh, put the tissue in the bin.
They say your head is in the clouds, and when you come back to earth, the men in the white coats, they will all be waiting for you.
Whoa.
But Katie knew that there was something they didn't see. She climbed up to the top of the sycamore tree.
Look out where I am on fire. Obviously, he's asked permission first, hasn't he, Albert? Lunchbox.
Oh, going trick or treating?
He could be going trick or treating. There's a little pumpkin thing. Oh, what's he doing now? Oh, he's having to go to the one with things in it. Oh, he's picking the right box. And then she's moving them. And then he has to try and find it again after his treat. He's eating his treat quite quickly. Oh, he's got it again. Very clever. Oh, another assault course. He's jumping through. Tunnels, round cones, over climbing frames. Oh,
he's untying a shoelace.
Oh, what's he doing?
He's painting. And now he's painting.
Oh, he's painting a picture. Whoa!
What's he doing?
Bowling. Bowling. Oh, he's putting a coin in his piggy bank.
In his shoe piggy bank.
What's he doing? He's spinning.
Oh. Then he was reading a letter.
Ah. There you go. That was interesting,
I'm still hungry.
Cool. So
I'm
now.
I'm still hungry.
Facts.
Yeah, let's do some fun facts about rats.
I'm so hungry.
I actually don't mind rats at all. I think they're quite cute, but that's just me, Jimmy Bell.
I'm still hungry. Rats.
Rats are complex little creatures. Intelligent, social, resourceful, and for the rat fanatic, they are adorable and loving companions. Today on Animal Facts, let's get to know the fun little fellows.
Number 10.
A Hindu temple dedicated to the rat goddess Karni Mata in India houses more than 20,000 rats that are considered holy. Many people travel far to pay respect to the rats, which are believed to be reincarnations of the goddess and her clansmen.
Number 9.
If you were born in 1912, 1924, 1936, 1948, 1960, 1972, 1984, or 1996, then you're a rat. Well, according to Chinese astrology, this would make you quick-witted, resourceful, and something of a fashionista, exactly like a rat. Except for the clothes bit, because, you know, rats don't wear clothes. Well, except for those from NIM.
Number 8.
In 2005, Spanish researchers showed that rats can be trained to distinguish spoken Japanese from spoken Dutch. Well, that's not hard. Wait, why wasn't Spanish one of the languages?
Number 7.
Rats succumb to peer pressure, just like humans when asked to like and subscribe. They are prone to disregard prior experience in order to copy the behavior of their peers. The urge to conform is so strong that they will even choose to eat unpalatable food if they are in the company of other rats who are eating it.
Number 6.
Rats are extremely clean animals, spending several hours every day grooming themselves and their group members. They are less likely than cats or dogs to catch or transmit parasites or viruses.
Number 5.
Some species of rats can go longer than a camel without having a drink of water. The kangaroo rat, a species native to North America, is known to live in the desert with no water. Its secret is its highly concentrated pee.
Number
4. Rats make happy laughter sounds when they play. We humans can't hear them because they're in the ultrasonic range, but researchers have recorded the sounds while tickling rats and transposed them to a range we can hear.
Can I tickle my rat?
Number 3.
Rats are little adventurers. They were one of the first animals to make the trip to outer space.
Number 2.
A group of rats is fittingly called a mischief.
Number
1.
Rats are very lovable animals. They love being in the company of their own species or humans. They like playing collectively and love to sleep curled up together. They have demonstrated altruistic behavior and take care of the injured and sick rats in their group. So there you have it, 10 facts about rats. And if you knew all of them, we'd give you an A+. If you like this list, take a moment to like this video. Let us know in the comments how many of...
There you go. Right, UB40, rat in me kitchen.
Yeah.
Right, here we go. Story time on G Factor Juniors. This week's about rats. In the background is the music from Ratatouille. I have no idea if there's words in this music, so yeah. Oh, there is. That ain't gonna work, is it? Let's find something without words. Okay. Right, so we're gonna do the Pied Piper of Hamelin. A long time ago, there was a beautiful little town called Hamelin. The people of the town lived in peace and harmony for many years. Harvests were good and the citizens prospered. There was music and dancing from dawn to dusk. But one day, everything in Hamelin changed. What happened?
Rats.
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 Thousands and thousands of rats suddenly ran into the town. There were big rats and little rats. Thin rats and fat rats. Yeah, the plague of beasts scratched their way into houses and swarmed through the streets. There's loads. By nightfall, not a single corner in Hamelin was untouched by the rats. The plague of rats drove the townspeople wild. "There are rats on my table," cried one man. "There's rats in my boots," shouted another. Women ran from their kitchens in terror. Great black rats scurried into their store cupboards and swarmed over their food. Children cried and held each other. All the while, rats nibbled their playthings and tugged at their clothes. Night times were even worse. Bands of rats darted across the bedclothes and scratched on the floorboards all over town. "There are rats in my bed," sobbed one little girl. "There's rats on the roof," shrieked her brother. Yeah, Hamelin was filled with the sound of gnawing and thousands of scuttling feet. The people put out traps and prayed for the rats to go away, but nothing worked. The citizens of Hamelin rushed out to find the mayor. "Get rid of these rats," shouted the town people. The mayor held out his hands in despair. But what can I do?" he asked. "There are rats in my house too." A few days later, a stranger asked to see the mayor. The curious fellow was dressed from head to foot in red and yellow. He was carrying a fluted pipe. "I am the Pied Piper," he smiled, "and I can make the rats go away, if you pay me 1,000 silver coins." Oh, even though he knew this was a small fortune, the mayor agreed he would do anything to get the town rid of these terrible plague of rats. "Don't forget your promise," warned the Pied Piper, sweeping out the door. The mayor watched from his window as the stranger walked across the main square. Then the Pied Piper began to play a curious tune.
Happy
rats streamed out of the houses and shops, enchanted by the melody.
Happy rats.
Something like that. The Pied Piper walked towards the river, still playing the strange tune on his pipe. The streets of Hamelin turned black with a torrent of deserting rats. The plague swept its way to the riverbank. Rat after rat, they tumbled into the waters, never to be seen again. Great!
What?
Every rat had perished, the Pied Piper returned for his payment. "Huh, I've nothing for you," declared the mayor. The foolish man sent the Pied Piper away without paying him a single penny. "Now I will play another tune," vowed the stranger, "and you will not be so happy with the result." The Pied Piper walked onto the streets. He began to play a new refrain on his pipe. The melody was even more haunting than the last. In all the houses, in all the streets of Hamelin, the children stopped playing. One by one, they ran after the Pied Piper. The people called to their children to stop, stop, but they didn't seem to hear. The children followed the Pied Piper through the town and over the river. The Pied Piper led the enchanted children towards a great mountain, and suddenly an entrance appeared in the rock. Ooh, it looks nice and pretty there where they're going. All the children of Hamelin skipped inside. The Pied Piper danced on, leading the children to a beautiful land, blooming with trees and flowers. But one little boy, he looks a bit poorly, doesn't he? He's on crutches. Didn't disappear into the mountainside. The child had hurt his leg and he could only hobble on crutches. He saw his friends go into the mountain, but he was too slow to follow them. So the little boy made his way back to the town. The mayor ran up to him. His face filled with panic. My friends are inside a mountain with a Pied Piper, cried the boy, and they'll never come back. The townspeople stormed into the market square. Furious mothers and fathers pointed their fingers and shook their fists at the mayor. Where are our children? They demanded. The mayor hung his head in shame. You must find them, shouted the villagers. Bring our little ones back to us. The mayor fled the town at once, ashamed by his greed. He spent years and years wandering the mountain trails, searching for the lost children of Hamelin. Even when he grew old and his clothes turned to rags, he never gave up on his quest. Some say he's still out there today. Dun, dun, dun. There you go. Right. So what we've discovered is that the soundtrack to Ratatouille is a bit boring. So we'll find some more songs. Right. We're going to do some more facts about rats, Alba, once. Right. Go on then, you've got to put it on because we need to talk. Right. Well, we're going to click. I was getting some more facts. This is facts and myths about rats as pets. Let's see what we find.
Rats are amazing pets, and I think there are a lot of misconceptions surrounding pet ownership. Rats are not street rats, and that's oftentimes what people confuse them with. They think of them as subway rats, or there's some confusion that they're wild animals. The rats that people keep as pets are affectionate, loving animals. They were domestically bred and domestically raised and intended to be pets living in our homes. Another misconception that people often have with them is that they bite. It's extremely rare that pet rats bite. If they are socialized well, if they are handled often, if they are acquired without any previous history that would lead them to becoming biters, it's extremely rare that a pet rat is ever going to bite you. Another misconception that people often have with rats is that they carry a lot of diseases. I think people historically have been concerned about bubonic plague and silly things like that. And those things are not issues at all with keeping pet rats today. The likelihood of them carrying a lot of diseases or being infested with anything that's a risk to humans is extremely low, though there are certain possibilities. But the risks, like I said, are extremely low. Another misconception that I think people have about rats is that they don't tend to like people or that they're not friendly enough to be kept as pets. People are used to other rodent-type species like hamsters and gerbils, and they're used to the level of interaction they have. You can absolutely get that with pet rats. They long to be held. They love to sit on people's shoulders. They like to be part of the family unit. Though rats may not appeal to everybody, what I've often heard people say is the tail sometimes bothers them. The fact that rats do not have fur on their tails, for some reason, as a personal opinion, bothers some people. The other thing that bothers certain people are some of the colors. Because pet rats come in a variety of different color mutations, there are people who just feel, for lack of a better term, weirded out by red or pink eyes or a white animal with red eyes. But there's really no reason for that to be. There's no negative impaction from that. It's more of just somebody's personal feeling or personal opinion about the rat in general. These rats, as you see here, pet rats or fancy rats, are domestically bred to be pets. They love human interaction. They're friendly, they're social, they want to be around their owners, and they enjoy being groomed, they enjoy being petted. They will actually give kisses. It's extremely rare that they will bite. And they're overall really great and amazing pets.
Was that good?
Yes.
No, no. You just say that was good. That
was good.
Okay, now we're going to do a song by Deadmau5.
Now we're going to do a song by Deadmau5.
Thank you. Something about a duck.
There you go, right. Duck. Go, go, go.
Tell me the duck story.
Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum. A duck walked up to a lemonade stand and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?" The man said, "No, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade. Can I get you a glass?" The duck said, "I'll pass." Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum, when the duck walked up to the lemonade stand and he said to the man, the stand. Hey, bump, 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 got any grapes? The man said no, like I said yesterday. We just sell lemonade, okay? Why not give it a try? The duck said goodbye. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day, bump, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bump, 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 got any grapes? The man said, look, this is getting old. I mean, lemonade's all we've ever sold. Why not give it a go? The duck said, how about no? Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bum, 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 got any grapes? The man said, that's it. If you don't stay away, duck, I'll glue you to a tree and leave you there all day stuck. So don't get too close. The duck said, adios. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bum, 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 got any glue? What? Got any glue? No, why would I? Oh, then one more question for you. Got any grapes? Bum, 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 bum. And the man just stopped. Then he started to smile. He started to laugh. He laughed for a while. He said, come on, duck, let's walk to the store. I'll buy you some grapes so you won't have to ask anymore. So they walked to the store, and the man bought some grapes. He gave one to the duck, and the duck said, no thanks. But you know what sounds good? It would make my day. Do you think this store? Do you think this store? Do you think this store has any lemonade? Then he waddled away.
That was funny, wasn't it?
What's that dog one?
Honey Bear Duck Spin-Off.
Could watch it. Could do it.
Try this one, Alba?
Yep.
Yeah, and then we'll wrap up for the day.
Bye-bye.
Honey Bear, Honey Bear, Honey Bear. What are you doing in your underwear? I'm getting dressed for a new day. Hope it goes my way, but if it doesn't, that's okay. Sometimes I get confused about which paw goes in which shoe, but I don't mind, I don't care. There's sunshine in my heart, it's always there, and it makes me a sweet, sweet honey bear. Sometimes I drop my plate, oops, sometimes I spill my drink, uh-oh, but even when I make mistakes, I know, the sunshine's always hiding inside me, even when I feel like crying, and I can't find the sun, still I know it's always shining, and I'll feel it when the rain is done. There's sunshine in my heart, it's always there, and it makes me a sweet, sweet honey bear.
Happy life with the machines scattered around the room. Look what they made it for me. Technology.
been closer.
That was our show about rats.
Yep. Cool.
Good.
Say bye, Corbin. Good.
Bye.
Right. Right.
Poo.
This one. G Factor Juniors playing Saturday mornings.
I'll be riding shotgun under the.
Hi, I'm G Factor.
Hi, I'm Albert.
Hi, I'm Cora.
Our dad helped us play our favourite song.
I love Wake Up Radio.
Tune in or catch up online where anything can happen with the station's youngest ever DJs. Saturday mornings at 9. Now that's what I call music by DJ G Factor. Join me for my private collection of UK chart music from 1983 to the present day, plus some special guests in the studio. Wednesdays and Saturdays, 7 till 9 at night, or anytime on Listen Again. Rock, pop, dance, drum and bass, R&B, hip hop, indie, and much, much more. Now that's what I call music.
Hi, listening to Jeff's All That Jazz and Mataz on Raglan's friendly community radio station 98.1 FM. Thursday mornings, 10:30 to 1:30.
Oh!